This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Andrew,
how are we doing?
We're not as mellow as you.
Yeah, man. Listen to y'all. You're like super deep voice today.
I am actually like, you want to paint the picture? About to get makeup done because I'm about to go on the TV on Rich Eisen's show.
And
the great Sarah is doing my makeup because she's the best in the business.
Hi, Sarah.
And I'm going to have to initially put you on speakerphone. So I'm multitasking. How are you guys? I miss you.
We are good. Hey, before
and
we
hi,
get...
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah says hi.
Okay. But let me, I want to talk to you. You got a new show coming out. What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. Launched actually yesterday. It's called Inside Coverage. It's on Yahoo. It's going to be streaming on the YouTubes every single day at 6:30 Eastern time. It's all the great Yahoo writers, Charles Robinson, Joy Epstein, who else? Frank Schwab, all the other Yahoo people like Nate Tice, Matt Harmon. It's going to be fun every day. So good stuff. And I'm excited for it. We launched yesterday, and YouTube is where it's at, friends. It's all about the YouTubes.
YouTube, where it's at. Good job. Dylan
you.
Gabriel, Shador Sanders. Anybody else playing quarterback on Saturday at 1 o'clock?
So, I mean, I think we have to get through the two joint practices first. I would, just reading the tea leaves, be a little bit surprised if Kenny is out there on Saturday. I know he's battling. I know he's frustrated. I know he wants to play. I mean, considering it's a hometown game for him, considering he was there last year, it's against friends. He could have family there, but I don't know. I can't say with any degree of certainty that he is going to be ready. So I think this is probably, assuming Dylan is healthy enough to get out there, his chance to shine, and he deserves that chance to play. And I'm eager to see what he could actually do. I'd love to see Shador as well. I might be surprised if we see Joe Flacco, but let's get through the two joint days of practices first. And then next week is the most interesting week in my eyes because – again, big week here, but you would kind of sort of like to have an idea of who the guy is going to be before you head into that final preseason game with the Rams.
If Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback, is it because nobody beat him out or is it because he beat everybody else out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think Pickett was the only one who had a – we agree on that, right? Pickett was the only guy that had a chance to beat him out. There was, neither of the rookies. And it just doesn't happen. A third and fifth round rookie, they don't like – they both have good NFL futures. I firmly believe that. But it just doesn't happen that third and fifth round rookies win starting jobs. Yes, Russell Wilson did it. Okay, that is an outlier. Dak Prescott, people point to Dak Prescott. He was a fourth round pick. He did it. But he did it because of two injuries, right? I mean, Tony Romo got hurt, and I can't remember who the other guy was, the number two quarterback. But he started out of necessity. Now, he played very well in the preseason, don't get me wrong. But he wouldn't have started if the other two guys weren't. Or the other two guys were healthy. And since then you got to go back to like the 70s with a Buccaneers team that was awful, or go back to the 68 expansion Bengals, who like played a seventh round pick. It just doesn't happen. And when we've talked about this a thousand times, when you look at the Browns' schedule the first 6 weeks, I'd be stunned.
What did we learn about Sanders then in week one? What did you learn?
He's cool in the pocket, man. I mean, he looked like the guy we saw at Colorado. He's amazingly accurate. I think the play of the game was the second touchdown. And let's give credit first to Amani Marshall. You ask any coach, what's the most important thing for a rookie running back? They say protection. Like, can I trust him? Well, I mean, you saw Amani Marshall with that blitz pickup, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the most underrated play of the game. And Shador doesn't just flee the pocket. He moves to the right, resets the pocket, no panic, and then fires a dart where only Caden Davis can get it. That to me was like the absolute play of the end. That and Luke Floria, I mean, what a gut punch that he can't continue. That was like, you saw him grab the hammy immediately, and you're like, oh, man, you're hoping he's going to be okay. He said afterwards he just cramped up, but that's a shame.
You mentioned Caden Davis. Three targets, three receptions, two touchdowns. Yeah. A team that needs wide receivers, Andrew. Man, he just didn't seem to be on the receiving end. He looked like he actually did some things out there.
And he's a guy that's bounced around too, guys. Yeah. It's not as if this is
four or five teams now,
camp.
Right?
Yeah, I mean he's. I don't want to call him a veteran because he hasn't really played in the regular season. He suited up week 18 in that forgetful disaster on that freezing day in Baltimore where everyone just wanted to go home. But for the most part, he hasn't played in the regular season. He's played for a bunch of teams in the preseason. He can be a productive receiver. Are you ready to say he's got a job on the 53? He contributes enough in teams that we're comfortable with him over somebody we may find on cutdown day? And I think wide receiver and corner are the two positions you have to look to potentially. And we're a couple of weeks away, but it's getting closer on cutdown day when teams, it's only one cutdown now from 90 to 53. And there are going to be wide receivers and corners that shake free. Guys that you didn't think were going to shake free, but hey, some other rookie made a name for themselves and teams are willing to get rid of veterans. And I think those two positions are the ones you have to keep an eye on. Caden Davis is in that conversation, but it's a friendly reminder every year. The 53 that you start with on Monday of Bengals week, or the 53 that they initially get to when they announce the roster, is never the 53 for week one.
All right,
rarely.
Hey, you got to go. Give me a one-sentence answer. What is the goal of this week?
Goal this week is to see what your young players look like and what your ones look like against the defending Super Bowl champions. I mean, again, the game is very important, especially for the young players, especially. But 2 days of joint practice against those guys, you're going to learn a lot about your team. I am beyond excited.
All right, go. Well, give us a shout out on Rich Eisen show, would you?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, it's we're
no,
looking
of course
for
it. I will. And you guys are way too friendly and understanding for me juggling 15 things at once.
Oh, that's okay. Touch your shoulder, and you'll be saying hi to everybody in Cleveland while you're doing the interview.
Is that what that is?
Just touch your shoulder.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care, Sarah.
Talk to you later.
Love you guys.
Peace. Bye. Thanks, Sarah. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. The Guardians, 61-56.
Oh, yeah.
Just on the outside, knocking playoffs. On the door of the playoffs.
Knocking on that door, baby.
You know, we were talking with Dan in the break, and I had said yesterday that Pro Baseball Reference said that the Guardians had jumped up to almost 20%. You were looking at something else, too, that said 20% chance of making the playoffs. And that, by the way, that was up 15% from 30 days ago. That's amazing. That just kind of shows. And then what was the other thing? That no team's ever come back from more than 14 down and win. If they came back and won the Central, I read that this morning too, that it's like astronomical for that to think that they would come back from 15.5 back to be able to win the Central would be amazing. They're what, 6 back today?
I think it's 6.5.
Six, something like that. So... Dan, what were the other odds you were looking at there?
I mean, Fangraphs right now has them as a 26.9% chance to make the playoffs, 3.9% chance to win the division. So counts for something.
Yeah, I think they had them at 4, but that was yesterday. So, I mean, yes, that could be a little...
3 point, you know, rounding and all that, whatnot.
Yeah, well, you know, you're doing math on the show. It's not a fair game.
I'm reading math. It's different.
Somebody else is doing the math.
Someone is doing the math. I'm just reading the math, and Lord knows even my reading is shaky at best.
Valid.
6.5 back if they were able to overcome that. They've got, what, 2.5 or 6 weeks to do it? And but the thing is they've got the Tigers 6 times before the end of the season. And didn't you also have a percentage on strength of schedule?
Yeah, the Athletic put out a piece this morning on strength of schedule and all of that kind of stuff. And this may only be through the rest of August. I would have to look, but their strength of schedule is below 500, meaning that if you put all of the win percentages of the teams they're going to face together, you would have an average below 500.
Jeff, it's seriously, this has been an incredible season. I'm at the point now where I just don't, I know what I want the outcome to be. I want them to make the playoffs, but
you know what it's been? It's been weird.
Yeah. They overcame two guys being investigated for gambling and getting kicked out of the stadium. Do you know how easy it would have been for them to throw up a white flag? It would have been really simple for them to say, you know what, man, we're sideways. We had this 10-game losing streak. You know, we're done, uncle. And that would have been the end of it. And I don't know that everyone would have been, it was just a bad season. It was horrible. They had that that scandal with two guys that got investigated and then couldn't play anymore. It really would have been easy for them. But over the last couple days, last couple weeks, it's been fun. And they've been doing some things, too, that, you know, kind of get you excited to say, hey, I'm in this thing, man. And they are, too. And I'm going to tell you, I think one of the best things they did was 100% eliminating the memory of the two guys who got in trouble by taking, you know, their placards off their locker, by emptying out those lockers. Because, you know, those guys weren't in it to win it if they get proven guilty. If they're wrong, if the league is wrong, oh, man. If the league is wrong on this, I brutal. Especially because...
Do you think they are?
No.
I don't
know. But again, I don't have evidence. I don't have facts. I have a gut.
The actions that MLB took here, you don't take unless you've got something. Well, you're opening yourself up for an incredible lawsuit, you know? I mean, there's no way that come September 1st, they say, hey, you guys are good to go. Go on back. There's just no way.
It's not happening. There's no way. And then, by the way, but if they are allowed to come back, then I think they'd be allowed back with open arms.
Well, sure.
Because that will have meant the league was 100% wrong.
Right.
And then
the league will get 100% sued.
I thought you brought up a good point about how do you get over something like that so quick before we were talking on our morning call.
I don't mean to downplay this because we all know that pitching is the key to everything. But pitching is the key to everything because half of your roster is pitchers. You know, you have 13 position players and you've just got a big pitching staff. Luis Ortiz pitched one out of every five games. Okay, so
yeah.
He's not on the field every day. It's not like you lost a key position player. And as good as Emmanuel Clase is, if you gave Cade Smith the exact same role, how much different in wins and losses do you think it would be?
And, I don't know.
And Class A pitches under 100 innings a year. You might pitch in 70 games, but, you know, and I think it was Chris Rose asked us a question the other couple weeks ago. He said, what do you have to do for Emmanuel Class A to do his job? And I answered correctly. I said, got to have a lead. And he went, yeah, And that's why Chris was anxious for them to trade Emmanuel Clase. I thought it would have been a great opportunity for the team to get healthy. And I mean healthy roster-wise, you know, bring in some prospects. And instead, he gets sent home. I think you can bounce back from having your closer out because you just put somebody else in there. And you hope he has enough stuff to close out the ninth inning of a game. And with Luis Ortiz... Has Joey Cantillo been about as good as Luis Ortiz was?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's coming on. So the organization has enough depth of pitching to make up for it. Imagine, I don't even want to throw in names because I don't want to associate them with what this whole investigation is. Imagine if your two key position players were involved in something like this and you
season
lost.
Season over.
There it is. Yeah. Exactly right, Andy. Yep, exactly right.
Because you everyday players. But the other hurdles they've overcome to even get to this point, I mean, they are in it, like knocking on the door of one of the wild card spots, despite the fact that how many weeks did we sit there and look at the box score and go, oh, that guy's hitting under 200. Oh, that guy's hitting under 200. Oh, that guy. I mean, at points where 5 to 6 guys that you would see after they were pinch hitting were under 200, they kept putting in the lineup and kept putting them in the lineup. And, like, that shouldn't work. And, you know, you might go crazy because they're pulling hot bats out of the lineup every once in a while. But yet, look where they are. And I'm trying to figure out where to give the credit. And at this point, if they make the playoffs, Stephen Vogt could be manager of the year again. If this team comes back, imagine if they came back and won the Central after all the turmoil,
yeah,
after all the struggling bats. Could you imagine that? 15 and a half back.
I can't imagine this team winning the division.
I can't either, but destiny may be in their own hands, knowing they play them six times. Almost impossible to beat anybody six times in a row. But Detroit's still downward trend, although they won their last two games. The possibility is still on the table. And for me, that says something about the organization. It says something about kind of where they're going with this thing. And I know people get frustrated about the things that they don't do, but look at what they are doing. And, you know, moving Travis Bezan up, I think, is like they're doing fan-friendly kind of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kafis is here. But your mic's up. Sorry.
I'm sorry. That's not fan-friendly. Well, that is.
It is to me.
Okay, you're happy about it, but yeah. That they didn't do it. Let's make the fans happy and bring up this guy from the minors. That's not what they're doing. They're thinking, good Lord, what are we doing in right field? We don't have anybody. Noel didn't do the job. Rodriguez didn't do the job. Nolan Jones isn't doing the job. We got to get somebody. Let's see what Kafis can do. And they finally gave him a chance. And he's done a really nice job so far.
And the energy he's brought seems just, it oozes off the television. Like, you can see it. You know when a guy is in.
You can wipe that down.
Stop. It does, though. You know.
It oozes off the
when
television.
When you see there's a guy that's having fun playing baseball.
Oh, come on.
Enjoying every moment. It pops through the TV. You get it? It's but I don't want to watch that. I want to see a guy who's having fun playing a game that's a kid's game.
You know why he's having fun? Because he's hitting the ball.
Okay. You know who wasn't having fun before this day off? Stephen Kwan. Man, he looked frustrated over the weekend. And hopefully that day off could do a huge, you know, bit of wonders for him as they come into the series against Miami. They have six games at home. Miami for three. All of them are 640 starts. All of those games are 640 starts. Atlanta comes in Friday night, 7:10, 7:10 on Saturday, and then on Sunday they're 1:40 before they hit the road and they go out west. They take on Arizona, and then gigantic series against Texas. You'll see Tampa. You'll see Seattle, who they're battling for a wild card spot. Boston, who they're battling for a wild card spot. They've got seven games against Tampa Bay before September 7th. And then before you know it, the season's over. Four against Kansas City, three against the White Sox. Then you get into that next little bump of what could be gigantic baseball from September 16th to September 25th when they play Detroit six times in 10 games. And then you end it with Texas, which again could be, I mean, they could be fighting for the wild card September 26th, 27th, and 28th. I love it. How easy could this season have turned? We could be the White Sox. We could be the Rockies right now. They easily could have just quit. And I don't think anybody would have. They'd be like, yeah, they got that scandal. That's not good. Yeah. And it also makes me think that that it's just kind of going to play out. And it's not going to be as big as maybe I thought it was going to be. I don't know. It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. But yeah. Again, I don't even know that they needed their lockers cleaned out to have the guys. You know, we've both spent too much time in locker rooms. Whoever's in there is in there, and that's what teams deal with.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to walk by on a daily basis and go, oh, we're missing Luis Ortiz. That's not going to happen.
Oh, I think you do when someone's hurt.
Well, maybe.
You look up and you're like, oh, man, I wish he was playing.
I think the guys in the locker room are concerned with the guys in the locker room.
Well, they clearly are now, and they're doing a fantastic job of keeping the ship in the right direction. 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 1 o'clock. More Baskin Phelps after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092.
That deserved a
Yeah, did you just like scold him?
No. Yeah, what was that all about?
I wasn't scolding. I was thinking. You know what? My mind is.
Like, I'll
is,
be. YouTube.
My mind is
like
racing.
Like me sliding an F in front of my mom and her going.
Damn,
sounds like you had been there before.
All together now, ready?
Just another disappointment.
That's true.
Add it to the list.
But do you do that quite often to your mom?
Yeah.
Hey, just sign here. Sign here. What is this? One thing before we start talking about this, kind of got chastised. Word got back that I was putting my shoes in the freezer yesterday. Not a good conversation.
Nice job.
Oh no,
I got crushed. Yeah.
Boy.
What do you mean you're putting your what? I was like, sort of putting those in the
freezer. Sorry, honey.
I'm like, I put a paper towel down. And you know
what?
You
should have put them in a bag.
Such a disappointment.
I don't know that. Would it make a difference then? If I put them in a bag?
No, it's just temperature, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't. It's cleanlier, I guess. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it wasn't touching anything other than the paper. I got crushed for it. I mean, just crushed yesterday for it. What do you mean?
Add that to the list.
I was told to go buy my own freezer. This is the life I live. Also, chilling news from the New Heights podcast.
Oh, nice. I see. Thank chilling. You. See what you did there?
Kind of in chilling news. Did you see the big Travis Kelce?
I heard Jason about Kelce. It. Made me cringe.
I know who's not cringing. Person listening in the back. She's very excited about a new album that's about to get dropped by Taylor Swift. I'm like fascinated by the whole Beatlemania part of her whole life. You know, I don't know. To me, it's interesting. But Travis also did something else that was very Drew Aller like, I would say.
More so.
Very Bernie Kosar like. Yeah, I don't know if you heard the clip earlier in the show from Drew Aller talking about his Browns fandom. He's a fourth generation Browns fan, and the Penn State quarterback would be
sweet.
Super happy to be a Browns quarterback down the road. But there's a certain tight end that has that New Heights podcast that said some stuff to GQ magazine that I'm just saying, native Clevelanders, it's also your candy. Tell them, Dan.
Yeah, Travis Kelce on the cover of GQ also does a big long-form piece with them, sit down with them, including this little nugget in here where he said, and
hang on, please listen to what he's going to say. Browns fans, you're going to cry.
I'm going to clean this up a smidge too, because there's a lot of naughty four-letter words that are in here.
Oh, there were. I didn't.
Really? So we will.
High guy cussing.
Can we substitute?
Oh, we definitely will clean this up.
All right, you have a substitute word for the really bad
Be
one?
Be careful. No, don't substitute word. That could lead to Dan getting in trouble.
Really? Yeah, I don't want to get further fired.
No.
You can't say cotton candy instead or something like that?
Well, you run the risk of messing up.
I cried in Chud's office, Travis Kelce said. I will die for this city, Kelce tells the author. I literally was in tears. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm getting emotional. I grew up down the street. I would do anything to play for the Cleveland Browns. He looked at me like I was insane. I don't think he ever had somebody just pour out their emotions.
He looked at me like I was insane. Oh, golly. Maybe that's why Chud lasted a year.
He should have taken him.
Unfortunately, during our last break, we discussed this, and I thought how cool that would have been, and you two guys reeled me in very quickly.
Oh, man, it was Lombardi that didn't take him.
Get on the phone.
I'm done. Michael's done.
Call we used to be friends with him. Call the GM at UNC. File a complaint.
See if he was on, what was he on, last week with the
morning
show?
See if you can get past Bill's girlfriend and get to Mike.
What wonderful guys did we draft instead of Travis Kelce when he...
Now, why?
Don't go Google. Don't spin the wheel of regret.
No one wins when you play this game. No one wins.
And it's my game.
No one feels better. No one gains enjoyment. Nothing happens when you play this game that is good.
That's right. When we could have had Barkevious Mingo.
Oh, Barkevious had a great name.
Bucket.
Still does.
Oh, and don't forget Leon McFadden.
Why are you doing this?
Jamora Slaughter. Does anyone remember him?
Who's succeeding right now?
Armonte Bryant.
Whose life is being improved?
Garrett Gilkey.
Is anyone in a better place?
I don't believe so.
Or have we all just sunk right into misery? Come on down, kids. It's like quicksand. You step right into it and the misery pours over you.
It's ridiculous.
Sink right in.
Now I'm irritated.
Well, you did it to yourself. We told you not to do it.
Why did I do that?
I know better.
We took Leon McFadden at 68. Oh, at least
Leon was a player.
At least Travis went at 63.
Just pass that. He was not right available here, so
when we took Leon McFadden.
Way to do the math, Andy.
Got to do better in
English. Let me ask you, Travis Kelce or Barkevious Mingo, what would have been a better draft pick?
Well, at the time, Barkevious Mingo.
I like Barkevious. I thought he was a nice guy. It's nothing against him.
Remember, Travis was not a ball of fire at Cincinnati.
Some might say he was.
Different
was
time.
Not a ball of fire on the football field at Cincinnati.
Warmer.
Do you remember the story about Andy Reid on draft day with him?
No.
I'll make sure I clean it up.
Okay.
The story that I was always, I read Andy Reid said this. And Andy, of course, knew Jason from Philadelphia.
Right.
Wasn't that the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently. And Travis knew Andy because of hanging out with Jason, apparently.
His brother, yeah.
At least this is the story I always heard.
Whatever, it's good.
They picked
it's
up
good now.
Andy Reid picked up the phone and called Travis and said, hey, if we take you here, are you going to this up? And Travis said no, and he goes, you're telling me you're not going to this up if we take you.
He should have said, you know what? Can you wait till pick number 68? Can you just wait?
Maybe the Browns won't
take Leon McFadden. I don't think they're going to take him instead.
He was the first pick of the third round, Travis Kelce. How about that?
Leon McFadden.
Leave him alone.
Barkevious
Browns could have traded up.
That's true. They should have. Why? Chud looked at him like he was crazy, huh?
That's what Travis said.
He's 35. Do we want him back here? Remember, they were looking for a house. Any chance we can just bring him back for 1 year? I don't know, man. I think he's...
Don't think that's...
He's got like a year left. One, two. If I were him, I'd get out now. He's still in great shape.
I don't want
to... He's got his faculties to him.
I don't want to tell a guy how to live his life, okay? He was pretty darn good in Happy Gilmore, too.
He was pretty good in Happy Gilmore, too.
He could really make some money.
You know who else was good in Happy Gilmore, too? His dad. He was outstanding. Sitting right behind all those guys in the yellow jacket.
Seriously. Imagine, and I don't want him to go.
Andy Baskin.
I don't want him to go wrestling.
Remind me, we got to get out. I talked to Ed last week. We got to get him on the show. 2 weeks ago. We got to get him back on the show.
Hold on. Do it.
Ding, ding, ding. I don't care.
Ding.
Sorry. Thank
you. Had to do a lot of clicking.
Yeah, I got to text him. I can't forget to do that. Okay.
I got to text Ed. Ding.
Love Ed. How can you not love Ed?
Ed loves me.
Ed was in the movie, man. Were you in the movie? I don't think so. Why weren't you in the movie, Jeff?
Hi, Ed. Good to be here.
Everybody else was.
Certainly talk to Andy Baskin.
Has there ever been a movie with more cameos than Happy Gilmore 2?
Jeff Phelps here with Andy. Yeah.
You're like, everybody knows Andy. Jeff who? Wasn't that the guy that did the...
Woodridge.
Woodridge.
Oh, it was for you. That was for you, AB.
What up, Woodridge?
Me and TiVo.
Me, you, and the hot dog place. We're good like that.
Mother's Ball Brothers. Let's go.
That chicken wing place on the corner is pretty good, too. Over by the school.
Guy who's run for a lot of political offices, too.
We got car dealerships out here, too. What else you got?
Out of Woodridge?
I'm just thinking,
right there
what's
in the
at
park,
that corner?
Baby.
I mean, Woodridge is really close to Walsh and...
CVCA,
isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forget about that.
And Hudson, not too far from Hudson.
You got to go on the other side of Route 8, though.
Yeah.
It's too far away.
Yeah.
It's not exactly close.
Yeah. We got the National Park.
That is true. You go to school with the Bears out
Woodridge,
there.
Woodridge,
what up, Woodridge? 86, the house. Hey. 85, get live. Hey. Come on now. Do you have any idea what we're talking about? Dan, is this too old for you?
I mean, I got a decent idea of what's going on here.
What year did you graduate?
Oh, 06.
06. Was there like a...
Young punk.
Was there like a line? 06! Did you guys have a line like that?
No. No,
85
we had
was the, I didn't graduate in 85, but 85 would have been best year.
I'm not going to lie to you. I remember nothing of my high school graduation outside of the fact that I didn't pay attention to any of it because I was too busy listening to the ballgame.
I'm glad you didn't say remember my high school years. Would have explained a lot, though.
Jeff, what is Woodridge famous for? Is
track and field, mainly cross country.
I will tell you, they have one of the nicest tracks in all the area. And
mainly cross country.
And still a killer track team.
Their scoreboard is awesome.
Outstanding cross country for decades.
Oh, I was at a big meet this year. I saw one of the worst injuries I've ever seen. I don't know the girl's name, but I'm still praying for this girl that had, she was, I think they were about to run the 100 and it was not good out of the starting gates. I don't even want to tell you because you're probably eating lunch. So I'm going to leave it at that. But I am sending her good thoughts if she's out there and her family, because it was not a fun injury and I don't even want to talk anymore about it. Anybody else, any famous grads from there other than you?
The guys from
and Nick,
yeah, right. The guys from Devo.
Oh, went to Woodridge.
Yeah. A couple of them.
Wow.
The Mother's Ball Brothers.
Who would have thought that they would go on to
and
write?
Nick Wilson.
And to write.
We got two Woodridge guys here on staff.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
What'd you graduate with? How many?
About 140.
Wow. Unbelievable. All right, let's come back. It's not really unbelievable. It's just odds of two guys from a school that size.
We have seven guys who host here on The Fan on weekday shows, and two of them went to Woodridge.
Boink. Thank you.
There it is, baby.
What were they? Triple
on pride, man.
They were single A when you were there? That's got to be a single A school, right? Back in the day?
I think we might have been double A, barely.
How about that?
Why, we got our brains beat in all the time.
Mary Kay Cabot, she is up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.